This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you in your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Pennsylvania Turfgrass Council. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode of Pennsylvania Turfgrass, we feature an article titled CAFMO's Brad Jacobowski Honored with 2020 STMA Founders Award. When Penn State plant science instructor and CAFMO board member Brad Jacobowski learned that he was slated to receive a 2020 STMA Founders Award, he said he was utterly speechless and humbled. "I felt so honored being considered for an award for an association I've grown to love." Brad joins three other CAFMO members as recipients of the Daniel Founders Award for Educators: Jeff Fowler in 2005, Dr. Andrew McNitt in 2000, and Dr. Donald Waitington in 1999. He is the 10th CAFMO member to receive an STMA Founders Award. STMA's highest honors, the Founders Award, recognize those members who have made significant contributions to STMA and to the profession. Founder Dr. William Daniel set the pattern for educator and researcher involvement in STMA. The partnership between educators and researchers and the sports turf managers who incorporate these advances on the field is key to the progress in the industry. The Daniel Award recognizes an individual who has made significant contributions to the industry through research, teaching, or extension. Deep roots. Brad Jacobowski is an instructor of golf course irrigation and drainage, landscape irrigation and water management, and turfgrass management in the Penn State Turfgrass Science Program. He also manages PSU Turf Sciences' digital presence. As a PhD candidate, he is studying impact attenuation on natural and synthetic athletic turfgrass fields. Jacobowski has been involved with the green industry for nearly 30 years, working in the areas of residential and commercial irrigation, golf course, and sport field. He previously directed the two-year sports turf management program for the University of Nebraska and helped to develop their new turf grass and landscape management degree program. Jacobowski's roots in turf management go deep. "I started in turf grass as an eighth grader, taking care of an estate and working at a par three golf course," he reminisces. "I built my first bunker with a skid steer loader back in 1987, and that bunker is still there." His background in sports turf deepened while directing the University of Nebraska's two-year sports turf management program. He asked Tony Koski from Colorado State University where to take his students for a turf conference, and he heard about the STMA. Tony said, "If you go there, you will never leave," and he was right. I didn't. He is a 15-year member of STMA, co-founder of the STMA Intercollegiate Student Challenge, and recently served on the STMA Board of Directors. "There were and are so many mentors," he says. Dr. Tom Samples gave him his first opportunity to speak at the Tennessee Turf Conference and is still one of his biggest supporters. He is also grateful to Mike Anderson, Linda Whiteman, Dave Minner, Tony Koski, Gwen Stonke, Leah Brillman, and Andy McNitt. "Without them, my path in sports turf would have been extremely limited." Career high points. When he looks back on his career, this award is one of several high points. Another, he recalls, was the day they called him about his nomination to the STMA Board of Directors. "It was August, and I was working with a group of baseball players and rebuilding their pitcher's mound. It definitely made pounding new clay a lot easier on a hot afternoon." Another peak was helping to develop the STMA Student Challenge. He still remembers meeting with Chad Follis and Jeff Salmon in San Antonio years ago to discuss how to propose it. The first challenge in Phoenix had 13 teams competing. Since then, they commonly have over 30. "My biggest challenges have been working diligently to find or develop quality programming and education for the STMA membership. It's a difficult association to outgive," he says. "No matter how hard you try, they always have a way of giving back in abundance." In addition to his other responsibilities, Brad manages Penn State's online turf programs. COVID-19 challenged everyone, but he was fortunate to already have been working on a new online turfgrass irrigation course. This gave him an existing online infrastructure to use as a supplement for in-person classes and made the transition to a full-time online course much more seamless. With the online structure in place, he could develop curriculum that was as practical as possible for his students. For example, he sent home packets made up of irrigation sprinklers, nozzles, and a valve to be disassembled and reassembled in real time, giving the students some hands-on experience with their normal classwork. Teaching in a mixed mode, with some students present in class while other students were online, forced him to experiment with using both methods simultaneously. He said it was very rewarding. I love teaching, and it was an unexpected dream that I was fortunate enough to fall into. As they say, you'll honestly never go to work a day in your life if you do what you love. Details and dreams. When asked what challenges he sees for young people entering turf management now, he noted first that the field is becoming more competitive. Make the most of every learning opportunity, whether in the classroom, on the field, or working around the home. He advises aspiring turf managers to take advantage of internship opportunities. There are so many good turf grass managers willing to help you learn as much as possible. It would be crazy not to. Do multiple internships. The more you learn, the more marketable you become. He is also cautious that the small things make a difference. Incorrectly apply Teflon tape, for example, and you may have a leak that breaks free at the bottom of the ninth with the bases loaded. At the end of a season, many turf grass managers will discuss their options and an intern draft takes place, he says. Employers notice the little things, like who is not afraid to pound clay, do plumbing, rake grass, and fill water coolers. Finally, he counsels, don't be afraid to dream. One of his favorite memories is of student Seth Burchill. He dreamt of working with the Chargers, and lo and behold, now he's painting for the Chargers. That stuff really works. Don't miss an episode of Pennsylvania Turfgrass. Subscribe at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.